Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Let's bring Troy Rank into the conversation. Troy Rank, brought to you by Tranny Law. Troy, we read an article in Bleacher Report speculating about what Peyton Manning's aspirations may be. And it does kind of coincide with what we've thought about in terms of ownership, president of football, that sort of thing. And we ask a question. In 2 years, would you rather have John Elway re-up for another 5 years? Or in 2 years, would you rather have Peyton Manning at age 46 take over the reins with the Broncos?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, obviously, if they got back to the playoffs those next 2 years, you could see that maybe as a time for John Elway to walk away feeling comfortable that not only did he, as a GM, they win 5-6 division titles, go to 2 Super Bowls, win one, and then leave on a winning note. I mean, I could see that it possible. I mean, I wouldn't underestimate Peyton in anything in terms of football operations / GM owner. I think in Peyton's ideal world, he'd probably want to be an owner more than the everyday of the GM, so they would still have some flexibility to do a lot of the stuff he still does. But Peyton Manning is going to be involved in football somehow, some way over the next few years. We're just not sure what, and he's really choosy. He could have been in broadcasting. He was, you know, in a, I think he was in line to buy, what team was the Carolina Panthers. That's why I think the ownership thing is more in line than, even though I think he could do the GM job, I really do. I'm not just saying that, but I, you know, just to his attention to detail and how much he would invest. I just think at this point in his life, my guess is with his children and his lifestyle, he'd rather be an owner than the everyday GM.
Do you think John Elway wants another contract?
I don't know. I mean, that's a great question. I just think if they go out and they start winning again and they kind of restore the legacy and who the Broncos are, what else would there be to prove? Now, he loves the competition of it. That's the thing about Elway. That's these, you know, we see with Michael Jordan every Sunday night. Like, these guys that are the one percentile, not only athletically, but on a competitive streak. So, but, you know, would it shock me if they got back to their winning ways? If he said, you know what, I just want to go be John Elway, go golf and hang out and be a grandfather and do those things. That wouldn't shock me at this point, because at that, he's done it for what this is. He's entering his 10th season. I mean, 12 years at that job, if you give it two more. I mean, these jobs aren't easy. So it wouldn't shock me. But if I just do think he wants to get them back to, you know, not, I don't want to say where they were in winning Super Bowls, but certainly get them back to winning seasons to what the Broncos are used to around here.
Well, so Troy, in your opinion, what situation would be better for the Broncos? John Elway for another 5 years? Peyton Manning signing up to do the same job at age 46? Your opinion.
Yeah. My opinion, it's dependent on these results. But, if Peyton had ever done it, my opinion would be I would rather have Elway as a GM and Peyton as an owner. That won't happen here.
You are riding the fence, my friend. You are riding the fence.
Well, I just don't think Peyton would want to do
He's
it.
He's got the stories to get, D-Mac.
I know. I'm putting Troy in a tough spot on purpose, so that's fair.
He's testing you, Troy. You like that? You just got tested?
Fine. I just don't think Peyton would want to do the job D-Mac wants him to do. If I knew Peyton was, like, hell-bent on being a GM, I'd say, yeah.
Tyler thinks that he would want that. I don't necessarily think that, by the way. I think Peyton would want to be the president, meaning he could decide whether or not he would want to be GM. Now, that being said,
you guys don't think he wants to make roster decisions?
No, of course. But I could see a situation where, well, listen, hey, Eric Bieniemy was the offensive coordinator and Andy Reid was calling all the plays, right? I mean, there's a situation where you could have a GM and Peyton Manning would sort of oversee whatever was going on. I mean, there's a lot of ways to just do things. So, but I think the concept of what Peyton's going to do next is fascinating. And
oh, yeah, absolutely. The NFL wants him back. I guarantee you that. They want him back.
Oh, yeah, we're seeing these stories where he actually has been quite involved with the NFL, way more than I think a lot of people would have suspect, because how many teams are using him as some sort of consultant, and how many quarterbacks out there are using him as a consultant as well?
Exactly. I mean, not only, I mean, we know it locally with Drew Locke, who when we talk to Joe Burrow. He talks to quarterbacks all the time. He loves that. And part of it's linked to his Manning Academy. That's like their Thanksgiving for their family, for them all to be together because they're not together during Thanksgiving. So that's a bond among quarterbacks and the Manning family. But in that NFL 100 project in the Peyton's places, like he's involved and he's, I mean, you watch those Peyton's places. I mean, Stokely would certainly attest to this, but Peyton Manning loves football. Like, he loves football and loves everything about it. So that's why I would love to see him back in some capacity. Just owner and then next step president, I would love to see him in that capacity.
Troy, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that you had every opportunity in the world to draft a tackle if you wanted to draft one. You just flat out didn't want to draft one. But then a couple days after the draft is over, you immediately get word that Garrett Bowles is getting his fifth-year option declined. They're not going to pick it up. So, I'm trying to find the logic here and how the math all adds up on it, but something's missing. What's the spin coming out of the building that, you know, what's the plan to tackle?
Well, here's the issue. It was a shock that they didn't pick up Bowles' option because you're going to make him the 18th highest paid tackle. He's not worthy of that salary. But,
well, hold on. I mean, if he's not the 18th best tackle in the NFL, Troy, what are we doing? Why aren't we looking for a replacement?
Well, again, that's a good question. I'm just saying, you're asking why the option to his client. Because of the money and because of the penalties, even though he made progress into the year. The issue for me, Tyler, is actually more fascinating that they are really putting their chips in the center of the table on Juwan James. Because right. If he's not healthy, they're in a terrible spot after this season. I mean, if he's healthy, he's a good player. He should be a solid right tackle in this league. He's the second highest paid right tackle. They need him to play like that. And that's the risk they're taking. Because Bowles, they believe that they can move on from him after this year with either Elijah Wilkerson or getting one in the draft. That's reasonable to think. The issue is if James can't stay on the field, now you're looking at two tackles after this season. So for me, that was the greater risk, is you're really banking on Juwan James being healthy, because I do believe they think they can replace Bowles either in-house with Wilkerson or a first or second round draft choice next year.
You watching the Michael Jordan Bulls documentary?
Yeah, I love it. Love everything about it. I grew up a Bulls fan. Not Bulls fan, excuse me, a Jordan fan. My wife's a huge Bulls Michael Jordan fan, so been watching the Bulls even when they were in their heyday. We'd make those appointment viewing, so I love everything about it.
Is Michael Jordan a jerk?
Yeah, but a lot of type A guys to that point are, you know. I've covered athletes like that. Like, they come across as abrasive. They see everything in black and white terms, and it's like, I'm going to do it this way. If you want to come join me, here's where I'm going to be at 5 a.m. to work out. If you want to show up, great. If you don't, I'm not calling you, I'm not texting you. And guys that want it as much as he does on an everyday basis and are that competitive, again, the athletes I've covered like that, Tulo, Elway, Manning, I mean, they're just Matt Holliday to some degree. I mean, there's this guy, Todd Helton, they're just wired in a way that is hard to understand. It's maniacal and obsessive. They're willing, their want to win at everything, at everything. And that's what Jordan, he's proof of that. What surprises me about Jordan a little bit, and I shouldn't be, it's just, he's a first class grudge holder. Like, he just files stuff away.
It's amazing.
That Dan Marley anecdote of, because I was working in Phoenix around that in 93, my first job was in Havasu. So I wasn't in Phoenix, I was in Arizona. And that series was going on. And, you know, Dan Marley's Dan Thunder Dan. He's like the most popular son. And I remember him not doing well against Jordan, but then when he brought it up last night of Jerry Krause loved Dan Marley. Yeah, right. Let's see if he can guard me. He just spent the series just embarrassing him, making it personal.
Yeah, it's like Jerry Krause loves Marley. I'm going to embarrass him. Jerry Krause drafted Tony Kukoc. Hey, let's humiliate him.
that's what I'm saying.
Right, Isaiah Thomas.
Kukoc is sitting there the whole time. What did I do?
The guy likes me.
Here's Tony Kukoc, who's lived in a country that's going through a civil war. I think his upbringing has been pretty rocky, right? And they're trying to take it to him like he's some sort of privileged kid. It was wild. And he still obviously hates Isaiah Thomas. He can't stand Clyde Drexler. It's crazy who he holds these grudges against.
I mean, he said, I hate Isaiah. He said, I hate him.
Right? And
his relationship with Charles Barkley fizzled a couple years ago because Barkley called him out on what the
game. Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it was about his him as an owner, not as a player, but I think it was.
Really?
But anyway, he doesn't have a relationship with Barkley anymore either.
I did not know that. Oh, that's interesting. Because that came up last night, too. Like, Jordan still upset he didn't get the MVP in 93, and Barkley got it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, and again, Jordan's like LeBron. He could have won it every year, honestly. But, yeah, that's the thing. These guys, at that level, they file stuff away, and it fuels them in a way that it's so different.
How about the way he was talking about 19-year-old Kobe?
Right.
You remember when he was sitting in the locker room, just totally trashing him? He's like, man, I wouldn't even pass that guy the ball. You're not going to rebound. I'm not going to pass you the ball.
They froze him out at an All-Star game, remember?
Right.
They froze out Kobe in the All-Star game. Like, we're going to show you. You're not ready to be the next Mike. We're going to show you. How about we not pass it to you? I'm like, damn. I remember that. I'm like, holy moly.
Then it's like, hey, Mike, you want to call your wife? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should give her a holler. Yeah, give me the phone.
What's her name?
Well, he's remarried.
Can anybody give me her phone number?
Yeah. Can I get that number for her?
Oh, my God.
But he's remarried with young kids again. Like, he's had this second chapter in life. And I do appreciate...
He has twins that are younger than my kids.
What? Yeah, I didn't know
like
that.
They're 5 years old, right? Four or five?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're young. He remarried, and he has two young kids. And you would think, like, that would have softened him a little bit. I do enjoy this part where we do see Michael, like how he would sit around and talk shop. Like, he's abrasive and you got to live, but I like that we see it again. This is through his lens. He approved this documentary, but I do like that it's him sitting around just kind of weighing in.
Oh, it's great. It's great. And he's been a disaster.
Korean baseball tonight, D-Mac.
I know. Oh, is that debut? What time is it on?
11 p.m. tonight. Korean baseball opening day.
I'm going for the Lions.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Troy.
We love
the under.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Troy. We got to move. We love you. We'll talk to you later. That's Denver 7's Troy Rank, courtesy of Tranny Law.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.